It's Monday, February 21st, 2005. I'm Alan Joyce, and this is the Everything Digital Podcast.
Podcasting almost live.
The Everything Digital Podcast. If it's digital, you're going to hear about it. Unless it's Windows.
From rainy San Diego. That's right, rainy San Diego is the Everything Digital Podcast. It's rained quite a bit here. A couple inches at least. And they're now saying that we've got more rain since October than Seattle has. So San Diego's turning into a Seattle or a San Francisco. And speaking of San Francisco, segue of the night, so far anyway. I've been looking at the pictures of that Dawn and Drew shindig, as everyone's calling it. Looks like a lot of fun. If you haven't seen the pictures yet, there's a link on curry.com. I'm not sure what the Flickr blog is, but someone posted them up on their Flickr blog, and looks like a pretty nice event that they put on. Lots of really high powered podcasters, and I said in the comments on curry.com, you look at the pictures and think, wow, so many celebrities in one place, and then realize, wait, they're not celebrities, they're normal people. Magic of podcasting. There you go. So, let's do these 5 5-second news headlines. T-Mobile has confirmed that Paris Hilton's sidekick address book was in fact hacked and posted online. A Motorola executive hinted at an upcoming Bluetooth-enabled iPod, saying, "There are iPods that will ship soon with Bluetooth technology." And Yahoo Japan is launching the Yahoo Music download service, giving Yahoo Wallet subscribers the ability to purchase 73,000 songs. And AutoLink, Google's new browser toolbar feature, is stirring up a great deal of controversy over its ability to turn ordinary site text into links. Also, the Kber.h and Kber.i, two variants of the Bluetooth-transmitted mobile phone virus, have been reported to have found in the U.S. Or reported to have been found in the U.S. And those are just these short headlines. There are, of course, links to the full stories in the show notes at everythingdigital.org. Alright, so first thing I want to talk about is two new features, actually, on everythingdigital.org, both sort of with the same main concept. I saw this on Jimmy Jett's site, jimmyjett.com. He did this listener map using Globetrotter script that allows people to drag their icons onto the map, and then it, and then add a comment or something and attach that to their icon, and then whenever you hover over to it, it displays the information that's connected with that icon. So I thought this was great, and I went ahead and did a listener map on everythingdigital.org. There's a couple of people that have already added their little icon and name and everything, so go ahead. The link is everythingdigital.org/globetrotter. And feel free to add your icon wherever you happen to live or wherever you listen to the podcast if you don't listen to it at home. So I'm going to see what sort of global database of listeners we can build. Now, the other thing that I worked on with that same script is a map of SoundSync tours. And I was thinking, rather than use GPS coordinates, which are good for exact locations, but not so good if you want to just sort of search for ones in your area or search for ones in a place you're interested in because you don't always know the GPS coordinates. So I took that same script and I modified it a little bit so that it sort of fit a standard for SoundSync tours, so now it's got a field for the MP3 link to the tour, the author's name, the tour's title, the date it was recorded, and a description of the tour. And so if you've got a SoundSeeing tour, the link is everythingdigital.org/soundseeingmap. You just drag your icon on the map and then fill in the blanks. And if you're interested in finding SoundSeeing tours, same link. Just look for tours in your area or in an area you're interested in or an area you're traveling to and see if there's any available. And if so, hover over them. You got the MP3 link right there. And I actually sent in an audio comment to Adam Curry, so we'll see if he plays that on the show or not. Another thing, I posted on everythingdigital.org that I picked up an iMic a couple days ago, and I got it right here, or at least I think I got it right here. Really neat little device, and so many functions. It's only got two ports, the microphone and the speaker port, but it's just great what this thing can do. But each port can either work on line level or regular microphone and headphone level. And what I've been using it for is, well, a couple things. I've tried recording on it, but that doesn't really work too well because I get this buzzing, which I think just has to do with the way I've got this all set up, because that's actually going through my Belkin USB hub. Turn the microphone off there for a second to get rid of the lag. But what it's really working well for is I've been able to plug a radio into the microphone. And it's got this little adapter that comes with it that no, that's not the right adapter. I have like 10 adapters here that I use for converting all sorts of audio. Here it is. Just a little RCA left-right to 1/8 inch stereo. And you plug that in there, and then you can plug any RCA audio device into there. So I took a radio, and or a stereo radio, and I plugged that into there, and I started recording radio in GarageBand, which was wonderful. So it's kind of like the Radio Shark, if you've seen that, Griffin's Radio Shark, also made by Griffin. And then I'm working on automating it, hopefully with AppleScript. So I don't know how scriptable GarageBand is, but maybe I can use another application if it's easier. But scripting to it certain times, start recording from what's coming in through the iMic. And then basically it's a make-your-own Radio Shark out of an iMic, so it becomes a dual-use device, or dual-function device. So working on that, but that's a project that I have just touched the surface of, and I'm sure there will be a lot more work to do on that. But for now, here's some non-RIAA music. This is Junction DC, The Island 2, off, course, GarageBand.com, and enjoy on the Everything Digital Podcast. Oh, yeah. Spitting jeans, had a smile that was mirrored in the movies. Had a talk that was clean, a style that would make the boys lose it. Had a mind that was cruel, a body that could move like the ocean. Had a soul that was caught between the things she was taught and the things she done on her own. And when the tide came up high, she saw it was time. Self man and began a life of deceiving. When the morning paper read the two flip scene with no trace of him. So begins the story of the girl left behind her disgraces. So the job that announces, come with me in the island. The sun is gonna rise at 5 a.m. We got to get out here in the Jones Beach tide where the music play all night in the summer. If they're looking for us there, we got to run, we got to hide, we got to run, we got to run all night. are at Junction DC, the Island 2 on the Everything Digital podcast. So, a new bit of technology rumor news that just came through, actually on Engadget. Apple is supposedly going to announce the new iPods on Wednesday. Excuse me while I readjust my microphone here. There we go, if your ears aren't blown out. There I go again. Okay, so Apple is going to announce these new iPods on Wednesday. The minis are going to be 5 gigabytes and 6 gigabytes. And the 4 gigabyte iPod mini will drop to $199, a new record low for the iPods with the screen. There is going to be a 30 gigabyte iPod Photo for $349, and there is a dispute among the rumor sites over what the price is going to be for the top of the line iPod Photo. Color screens are supposed to be included in all models, so that'll be quite a change. The monochrome screens were definitely getting old. And with most high-end MP3 devices embracing the color screens, really makes a lot of sense to convert the whole line to that. And it's just, it's not that it has a whole lot more functionality, it's just taking the device out of your pocket and seeing the color screen is so much more pleasant than the black and white screen. I mean, sure, you know, same capabilities, except the iPod Photo can also display photos, but as far as just the regular iPods, same capabilities, same everything, except it's going to be a whole lot more fun to use. That's just the magic of color. You know, when color cell phones started coming out and color PDAs, I've still got a black and white PDA, and, well, it's just... You know, you look at the every PDA, well, okay, excluding the Zire 7, or not the Zire 71, the Zire and the Zire 16 or something. Why do they always choose such weird numbers? Those have black and white screens, but basically every PDA on the market has a color screen, and I've got a black and white one, and it's just, it almost seems, you know, unusable without the color screen. With a PDA, it's a little different than an iPod, but overall, I think Apple is definitely going to benefit from this, and if they can offer it at the same price, which it looks like they're going to, possibly even cheaper, well, that's going to be very good for iPod sales, I think. All right, that's all I got for today. Get some outro music. This is Angst, Magnetic Falls. I thought it was Magnetic Fields. You can vote for the Everything Digital podcast on Podcast Alley at a link that is in the show notes on everythingdigital.org. And there is a new form, a little mini form on the right-hand column on everythingdigital.org, where you can vote for me on Podcast Alley right there on the site. So definitely go and do that if you get a chance, because I'd really like to get in the top 50. That'd be that's my short-term goal right now. My long-term goal is to get in the top 10, right? you can post comments at everythingdigital.org. You can subscribe at everythingdigital.org/rss.xml if you're not already subscribed. And you can email me, alan@everythingdigital.org. You can Skype me, that's Everything Digital. You can AOL Instant Messenger IM me, that's Podcaster. Or you can call 484-PET-0-NOW or 484-737-0669, whichever you remember better. Thanks for listening, and stay subscribed.